Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Pricing can make or break your business. So let's talk about it. When you're thinking about starting your business, one of the first things I always encourage my entrepreneurs to do is to do market research around the pricing. Right? Because the point of you having a business is for you to make a profit. And there's a huge misconception that if you want to attract more clients, you need to charge as low as possible so that more people buy from you. And that's a huge, huge misconception. If you charge too low, what you're doing is attracting very cheap clients, and that's not a sustainable way to grow your business. You want to charge competitively. You want to charge based on the value that your audience is going to receive when they buy the product or service from you. So one of the first things I would say is do some market research on what people in your general area are charging for the same or similar products or services, right? I'm not saying that they're going to charge exactly what they are charging. Then you have to take into consideration, when you get that information, you have to take into consideration all of your other operating expenses, because they may be charging that price because of the other things that they have going on for them. So you have to take in consideration all of your other operating charges. So for example, if you are shipping items in, what does it cost to ship, which also includes the clearance? What does it cost to deliver? What does it cost to wrap the items or get gift bags or tags or whatever it entails? If you're a service-based business, what does your hour take, right? Are you working from home? Are you commuting to meet somebody? Are you operating in your office? Like, you know, what does your electricity bill look like? What does your internet bill looks like? You have to take all of those things into consideration, including what do you want to pay yourself? Do you have to pay staff? All of those things you need to take into consideration in order for you to determine what is the best price for your offers. And when you're thinking about pricing, right, you can also think about, can I have a low-end price, a mid-tier price, and a high-tier price? Obviously, yes, you can. But there must be a difference between what your audience is going to get if they pay a lower price, if they pay a mid-tier price, and obviously if they pay a high-end price, right? The value has to increase as the price increases. So you're not just pricing on a whim or pricing based on, you know, just a feeling. You want to price and determine your price based on data and analytics, right? And yes, it is okay for you to raise your price, but again, you're not raising your price based on a whim. You're raising your price based on data and analytics and based on the value, or even the perceived value that your audience is going to receive when they spend their hard-earned money. I want you to remove that thought in your head that people are not spending money. People will spend money on things that are valuable to them. Listen to what I'm saying. People will spend money on things that are valuable to them. As an entrepreneur, you have to ensure that you position your brand, you position your offer as something that is valuable to them. Tell them how it is going to enhance their life, how it's going to change their life, how it's going to make them feel better, make them do stuff better. It is about the value, because people buy based on emotions, not on price. How are they going to feel? That is the question you need to be asking yourself, and you price accordingly. Yeah, it's not just pricing on a whim. Look at the data. Look at what is going on with you. Look at how much people are actually spending, right? And then take all of that information, all of your back end costs. Take all of that information into consideration when you are determining what price is best for your business. As usual, like and subscribe, share. Jump into my DMs, jump on a WhatsApp, leave a comment underneath this video, and let's talk a little bit more about how you go about pricing for profit.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.